Me and you and her arguing.
Holy shit, what's up? It's the homeless idea. Here we go. It's nice to be free. I'm telling you, 4 months behind, for all you,
Walmart.
Yeah, for all you people who don't, I don't know, can't handle the truth, Crowbar Hotel at Wilkinson Road in Victoria, BC, charged with, if you can't believe it, no, not quite that, but an aggravated assault is what I got charged with. And I don't know if my regular listeners can go back. Right? Can go back a long time ago, about a year ago. I was, you know, I got fucked up. I was talking when I should have been ducking, and I got hit with a steel pipe, and this guy mangled my face up, right, wet. I don't know, we're not, you know, we're all human. We all make mistakes. These things happen. It's not really human, but anyways, so a year later, I bump into him in a bathroom, and we're not going to go into it. I'm just doing a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Dara, how you doing? I say hi to people.
Hey, how you doing? It's Heavy D.
Heavy D's back. We're all back. I'm back, and it's good to be back. So anyways, without going into too much ado, it was dropped. The charges were dropped. So your hero was acquitted, and I'm not a bad guy, after all. Well, it depends on how you look at it, I guess. Who you are. There's some that will say that I'm a bad guy, and there's some that will say I'm not a bad guy. Well, I'll tell you how it is. I'm free. To the joy of some, and to the disappointment of others. But it's good to be back, and I missed y'all. And thank you for listening. Thank you for keeping the podcast going strong. I see that, you know, people have been listening, and that means a lot to me. It's good to be back, and it's good to be behind the mic and chatting with you. Unfortunately, I don't have my regular cohorts with me, but, you know, rest in peace, Ross. I love you, buddy. And Colin, I don't even know where you're at. So, but you know what, bro? I'm not mad at you. Anyways, it's good to be out. It's good to be out. I'm just across the street from the Comfort Inn. I left today, and this is what happens. I mean, people understand. You gotta think. Okay, when a guy leaves jail, what happens? And I hate to say that I was in jail, but at the same time, I spent 4 months, and the charges were dropped. So. I can say that, and I can kind of feel good about that. You know, I didn't go down for that one. And I want to say thank you to James Heller. If you need a hell of a lawyer, call James Heller. He's a hell of a guy, heller of a guy, heller of a lawyer. Call James Heller. 250-360-1040. This podcast is brought to you by James Heller. Thank you, James. And he just kind of basically pointed the obvious to the crown, and I want to say that this podcast is kind of brought to you by a bit of the Vic PD. There's a detective of the Vic PD. I don't want to say who it is, because I don't want his cohorts.
His land right by the dentist office, and
right?
They're fucking plowing it right now.
Who is?
Let's go and put a tent up there.
Let's do it.
We'll fucking protest tomorrow.
Absolutely. So this is what we're thinking. And thank you for, you know who I'm talking about. Thank you very much for doing what you did. I really appreciate it. I can't say enough. To the people who made this moment happen, thank you very much. Now, guess what, Bala? In your face. It's like I'm a finely tuned machine now. And I've been reading the Charter of Rights and Freedoms.
Yes.
And, it looks like Section 2 says you have the right to freedom of belief, opinion, expression, and thought. So if I don't think that staying at the shelter is a good idea, then I have the freedom, how you doing, to be able to say, I don't want to stay at the shelter. I don't want, and the shelters are full anyways, and then like, this is a big gong show. So things have gotten a lot worse since I've been in there, and I'm sorry to the people who wanted to keep me in there, but I know that some of you were out there going, what the hell happened to that guy? And that's what happened that game. So I'm just gonna like leave this podcast short, simple, and I'm just gonna let you know what it's like. This is, I gotta tell you, being in jail is not like it used to be. It's not like there's like this new rap music that's coming out. It's not like old rap music, and there's like new rules that are not like old rules. And I don't know, man. I'm kind of wondering, like, what's going down with that? Like, solidarity is, it's all good, you know? Like, and some guys are like, I don't know, I just don't get it. Maybe I'm just getting old. Maybe I'm just getting old.
That's why?
The fuck are you yelling in my face like that?
Hey, guys, you guys. Hey, yo. Don't forget it. Walk away. Walk away. Touch it. It doesn't even matter.
Don't even worry about it.
Don't
brush your teeth.
Tasha, don't even worry about it. It's all good. Tasha, it's all good. You know what? You don't have to get uptight.
She got kicked out.
You know, these things happen. Anyways. Yeah, so it's nice to be free. It's nice to be out. And I want to say that, what's up to all the inmates out to Wilkinson Road, 4216 Wilkinson Road. You know what? I just got to give my hat off and love to the inmates. Because there's some people locked up that are free, or that are innocent, man. So, and I was one of them. Crown dropped the charges, guys. Nice to be back. And you know what, by law, they just gave you flowers and fish heads here. I'm gonna give a flower to James Heller, and I'm gonna give a fish head to the guards at Wilkinson. Not all of them, but most of them. And we're just gonna leave it at that. It's nice to be back. I'm out in front of the Comfort Inn right now. I got no place to go right now. But they did. I had a $600 check that was dropped off for me, but it's gonna take 10 days from Wilkinson. So they kicked me out with like no money. No, they gave me a pair of jeans and a sweater, which is nice because the cops took my stuff. But they kicked me out, and I got no money, no place to go. I don't even want to say their name because it's just, I don't want to give anybody a, you know, bad kick in the butt here, but you, what's the point, man? A lot of the things that people believe in and they think that are like institutions, I guess, and they think that are things that are supposed to help people, they're gone. They don't even help, right? Like, so that's okay. Let's, you know, the caseloads are full. And we're gonna change this. We're gonna change this from the first stone into the cornerstone, right? The stone that the builder refused will always be the head cornerstone, and I'm out. Out! Recording in progress.
What?
Oh, this recording is in progress. Say hi, Melba. Hi, Melba.
Hi, Melba.
Just wanted to say, if you like the show and you want to contribute, or if you want to support the show, we're on Patreon. And if you go over to Patreon, type in the homeless idea, you can make a donation to the show and show your support. Thanks very much.